All right, Michelle, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I think we should start off by just defining what domestic violence means. It doesn't necessarily mean just the physical abuse, correct?
That's correct. Domestic violence can be a whole realm of things. We actually have a power and control wheel that we kind of go off of, but it can be anything from emotional abuse. It can be the person controlling their finances. It can be coercion and threats. It can be using male privilege. It can be using their children in the relationship, saying you're a bad mom, you can't take care of your kids, so you know, a lot of belittling. It can be minimizing, denying, and blaming that person. So an example of that would be always having, I say him and her, as because most of the times we see domestic violence as women as the victim and men as the perpetrator. Not always, but that's how I'm saying it right now. So with minimizing, denying, and blaming, a lot of times we see the man always wanting to be right, putting all the blame on the woman. So we do see that isolation. So maybe they move them out into the country and take away the car and the phone so they don't have access to other people. Or maybe they are still living in town, but they're still not able to get out of the house. One time I worked with someone who, when he would leave, it would be winter. And when he would come back, he would count the footprints around the house in the snow to make sure that she had not left the house at all. So there's a lot of different ways that domestic violence can occur.
Something that everyone should know is maybe if you find yourself in that situation, there are people out. Crisis intervention offers services for situation women or men in situations such as that. What services do you guys offer?
Well, we have a wide range of services. One of our things we have is a 24-hour hotline number, and I'll give you that number now, Aaron, and then we'll talk about it again at the end. So if you don't have a pen right now, you can run and grab one, because I'll repeat it again. But we have a 800 number, and it is 1-800-270-1620. And again, that's manned 24 hours a day. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you feel like something's wrong, or you're not feeling safe, or you just need someone to listen to, you can always call us. Some of our other services are, we do counseling and support groups, and we do information and referrals. We have a shelter. We do some medical advocacy. We have transitional housing. We do community education. That's just a touch at some of the things that we do.
Okay. And I think we want to go through a couple of scenarios too that we talked about before. If, for example, if you are a woman and you find yourself in this situation, how do you get these services? I mean, the hotline is called, but what else should you do?
Some of the things that you can do are you can call us and talk to us, and we can help make a safety plan for you, because everyone's situation is different and we want to make sure you're safe. Regardless of anything else that's happening, we're going to help you be safe. So if you are thinking about leaving, if you're not thinking about leaving, if you're unsure, we are always there to just run through some ideas with you and help you be safe. So that's one of the things that you can do. Another thing you can do is just kind of start making that plan and reaching out to other people. Make a plan with your neighbors to help you be safe. So really, safety is the main concern that we have.
And that brings up another scenario. If it may so happen that someone approaches you, a friend or a neighbor, and they tell you about these situations that are occurring, you know, maybe some physical harm, maybe some emotional harm, and as you're listening, it sounds like it's that sort of domestic violence. If you're that person that's being told this, what can you do?
One of the best things you can do is believe that person. It may be the first time that they've told anyone, and so your response to that is very critical in if they will be able to tell another person. So you want to believe them, even if it sounds far-fetched, even if the person they're talking about, you swear, would never do those things. You don't know what it's like inside that household. So the most important thing you can do is believe. And then you can always say, you know, I heard this great resource on the radio today, and you can call and talk to them. They seem like they're very nice. They seem very knowledgeable. And just see what they have to say to you.
And another situation that occurs more than people would think is the actual public showing of it. It could happen at a fast food restaurant or at a grocery store. And What should you do? How should you intervene if you see that sort of controlling domestic nature occurring in a public place like that? Because a lot of people, you know, they don't want to jump in there because it's considered to be a private thing. But you, like you said before, we would do this for a child.
Correct. We would do this for a child. And sometimes bystanders are the most helpful. So if you find something like, say they're in the grocery store and he is dragging her out by her hair, or if he is just doing things that you find inappropriate, you can always call 911. I have had the police tell me they would rather be called and it be nothing than for them not to be called at all. And so that's something that they're really, that's one of the best things that you can do there too.
And then another situation is, I mean, sometimes you may be concerned about a friend or neighbor and their situation, but they may not be willing to admit it. They may not be willing to talk about what's going on. And you do have this concern though. What should you do in that situation?
One of the things that you can do with your friend is you can tell her that you're concerned. I'm concerned. I'm concerned for your safety. And list the reasons why you're concerned. She may be having those same concerns in her head. She may not acknowledge those right now, but you can just say, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for your safety. Here's a phone number that you might want.
And hopefully that would maybe plant the idea in her head, plant the seeds for her to maybe seek the help, seek the services that she needs.
Correct. And as you're telling her that you're concerned, you can also say, I'm here for you. I'm not going to leave you. I understand this can be a difficult time and situation, but I am always going to be here for you too.
With it being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, do you guys have any activities planned here for the last week and a half of October?
We do. We do have some things planned. Some things that we have going right now is you may have seen some purple ribbons around town, whether people wearing them, hanging on the trees, things like that. Domestic violence, the color of our awareness, is purple. So you may have seen some of those around. We've had the mayor sign the proclamation saying that he acknowledges that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So those are very exciting things. We've got some things happening at William Penn University and at Central College. So the kids there will be seeing a few different things. We have been handing out cookies to say thanks to all the people who work in our efforts, whether they're police or the sheriffs or the healthcare, the clerk of the courts. We've just been trying to get out and say thanks for your work in helping us do our jobs. Some other things we're doing is we have been reading this book. It's fabulous. It's called Hands Are Not for Hitting, and it's a preschool book, and we've been reading it to some preschools and some Head Starts, and then we've been talking about our hands, and we've been making handprints with them, and we've still got a couple more to go. We have silent witnesses who, they are life-sized people. They're statues. They're on wood, and they are painted red, and each person then has the story of someone who has died at the hands of domestic violence on them, and those will be at William Penn this week, and I think they may be going to Central College also. So those are that's just a touch of what we have going on.
And do you want to give that phone number one more time before we wrap up?
I would love to. Thanks, Aaron. It is 1-800-270-1620.
All right. And thank you very much, Michelle, for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.